Hello, and welcome to Insurance Talk. This podcast is all about talking about insurance, and today I am Sheree Martinen, and I have Rex Lisser in the studio.
Hello.
Hello.
Again, it's been a while since we've done this.
And we are going to talk about, what does professional liability insurance cover?
Well, a lot of things. There's lots of things that insurance, professional liability insurance can cover. To give a short answer, when you're a business and you have you buy your typical business liability insurance, it covers you for liability you might have from your premises and operations, your product, and your completed operations. And this only covers for property damage and or bodily injury. That's what a general liability policy covered. So to contrast that with what a professional liability policy covers, professional liability policies cover when you make a mistake. So a well-known example is that, like a doctor, medical malpractice is a form of professional liability. So the doctor operates on you and, they replace your left knee instead of your right knee. And
I don't know how that would happen, but yes, it's a good example.
It has happened. I mean, literally, one of the procedures in some hospitals is they'll take a marker and they will actually write on your knee before you go into the surgery room, this one, to make sure that they're not, because, you know, this is your third knee replacement today. And, you know, you're in a zone and slap that person on the table, stick them with some anesthesia and let's get started. So that is what it would cover. It would cover your negligence from making an error like that. Now, in other professionals' liability cases, let's say you're an attorney, you give somebody bad advice. Or a classic one is, in lawsuits, you have a certain amount of time to respond to the court. And if you don't respond by that day, the court says, okay, well, you were being sued by Joe and you didn't respond, Joe came to the court and the court sent you a letter saying, hey, you got to respond by this date. Well, if you don't respond, the court just assumes that you've agreed that you're negligent and you have to pay. So if the attorney doesn't do his diligence and send a note back to the court saying, heck no, what Joe's trying to sue me for is not true and we're going to defend ourselves and we want a court date, then if there's a default judgment in favor of Joe, the guy who's suing you, and you didn't respond, well, the attorney basically screwed up and you have no defense and you have to pay. And that's when the attorneys, you look at your attorney and say, hey, dude.
You messed up.
And you need to provide us with compensation on this. Well, which, of course, usually starts another lawsuit, depending on how big it is.
It could be an insurance claim.
It could be an insurance
claim. If you had professional liability insurance.
And yes, a lot of professions and engineers have professional liability insurance. We've already mentioned doctors and attorneys. Accountants have professional liability insurance. So if they make a mistake on your taxes and the next thing you get a huge penalty, and they're not willing to pay the penalty for you, then you can go talk to their insurance company. When it comes to accountants, though, if they make a mistake and you have to pay more taxes and a penalty, you still owe the taxes. The government wants their money. And the fact that the attorney screwed up and didn't tell you to pay the taxes isn't the problem. It's the penalty that the that basically they're on the line for if they messed up and didn't do the math right. There's insurance agents. If you tell the insurance agent, you know, this has happened, it hasn't happened to us, but you've told the insurance agent to remove the 1999, red pickup, and they remove the 1994 red sedan, and then something happens to the red sedan, and there's no coverage, well, the insurance agent, made a mistake. And if it can't be fixed with the insurance company, then the insurance agent isn't online. So there's appraisers that have professional liability. All kinds of professions need to have professional liability to protect them in the event that they make an error and cause financial harm to the person doing it. Not bodily injury or property damage. We're just talking financial harm.
And that's the professional part there, liability.
The professional liability. Most professional liability policies are written on a claims-made basis, which is different than a general liability policy, like I started the conversation with. General liabilities are written on an occurrence basis, meaning that whenever the event happened, the insurance company that was on that risk at the time of the event, whenever the claim is brought, will be the company that will respond to the lawsuit. So the event happened today, and you don't get notice of it for 2 years, and who knows, maybe you've had two different insurance companies between now and then. The insurance company that was on the risk when it happened was the company that will respond. Now, with a claims-made policy, the policy that is in force when the claim is brought is the policy that's going to respond. So you need to make sure that if you've made a mistake in the past, and how would you know? Because, you know, most of the people don't. It's a mistake.
Yeah.
And you would end up having to, put it onto the policy that you currently have. Now, if you've gone out of business in the meantime, then what do you do? So I may have made a mistake. Well, with claims made, when you change policies from one company to another, you ask for the underwriter to give you a look back clause. We call it a tail. But the look back clause or tail will look back into your history and provide you with coverage for all of the events that may have happened for the past several years with your business. Then if you don't buy the look back coverage, basically what happens is when you change policies from one policy to another, you ask the insurance company to give you prior acts coverage, which will cover all of the acts that you did in the past. They usually charge for this. It's usually not too much, especially if you haven't had any claims. And then if you choose to leave the business or not buy the or not get the prior and
leave the business, you're no longer buying the professional liability.
Then you need to buy tail coverage, because anything that comes from the past, or now that you're out of business, could crop up. And if you didn't renew your policy, there's no coverage at all after a certain number of days, after 30 days. So you need to buy the tail for a year or maybe 2 years, depending on the kind of operation you have. So it's a little different. It's a little more complicated. We have to deal with this claims made concept, which is foreign to a lot of people, because only a few specialized kinds of businesses actually have that exposure. So it's something that if you have any questions about, please give us a call and we'll sit down and talk to you about it. But if you do have a situation where you could damage somebody financially by making an error, not causing bodily injury or property damage, it's something you need to think about as part of your business.
Professional liability insurance. You can learn more about it at www.bancorpinsurance.com, or you can call one of our agents today, 541-536-1726.
Produced by Carver Sound Productions. For more information on podcast production services, visit carversoundproductions.com.